the debate over Iraq has returned to the floor of the United States Senate, even though it was supposed to be decided by a vote last October. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner has the story.
Ted Kennedy was among the most outspoken of the 23 senators who voted against last fall's Iraq resolution. This week, on the day after President Bush's State of the Union address, the liberal eighth-term Democrat from Massachusetts introduced a resolution calling on Mr. Bush to once again seek congressional approval if he decides to go to war with Iraq. Kennedy argued that with arms inspectors back in Iraq, circumstances have changed.
It's possible that the inspection process will fail or that new evidence will be uncovered about the threat from Saddam Hussein. But under the current conditions, I continue to believe that this is the wrong war at the wrong time. If we rush to pull the trigger against Iraq, we will invite catastrophe and condemnation.
Mr. President, that debate is over. I repeat, that debate is over.
There may well be no greater hawk in the Senate on Iraq than Arizona Republican John McCain. While he was the first to rise to oppose Kennedy's proposal, McCain said his initial reaction had been to welcome yet another Senate debate on Iraq.
And I thought, you know, this would be a great opportunity because there's no doubt in my mind we would prevail again if a vote were held. But, Mr. President, I also, on the other side of the coin, believe that if we started a debate all over again that lasted for another week or 2 weeks or whatever it is, surely we would be plowing the same ground. But also, would we be sending a signal that the American people are not united?
McCain was joined by several other Republicans making floor speeches against Kennedy's resolution. No Democrats rose to oppose Kennedy, but privately, aides to several senior Democrats say they're worried Kennedy's initiative may reinforce the notion of their party being soft on defense. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle had a diplomatic response when asked whether he thought Congress should vote on Iraq again.
I don't know that it requires a second vote, but I do believe it requires additional debate.
A separate new Senate resolution calls on the president to seek approval from the UN Security Council before going to war with Iraq. It was introduced by the dean of the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd.
If we indict Saddam Hussein on the grounds that he has failed to disarm in accordance with the United Nations resolutions, how then can we turn around and act against him without United Nations support?
Byrd and the others who voted against the Iraq resolution last fall are not the only senators advocating further authorization from the UN. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who voted for the Iraq resolution, thinks the U.S. would be better off with the UN's consent.
I think that there will be very strong reason for the president to go back to the United Nations for another resolution. He is considering it, and I think the pressure will mount, and I think he can make the case and get the resolution.
There appears to be more support in the Senate for Byrd's call for a second UN resolution than for Kennedy's demand that Congress take a second vote on the use of force. And neither senator plans to push for votes on the proposals until after Secretary of State Colin Powell speaks Wednesday at the UN. After the Powell speech, however, there may not be much time for resolutions or debates before the threatened military campaign against Iraq begins. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.